Are you scared?
Good. Are you starting to get the idea of what's going to happen to you tonight? No? Well, there's nothing you can do to prevent it. I'm willing to let you try, though. Do you think you can stop me? Do you think you can get away? Go ahead. I'll give you a few seconds head start. Go. That was pretty good. You're the fiercest I've seen in a while. Do you want to try again? I can do this all night. That's not very nice of you. Look, I'm happy to give you another chance to throw more things at me, but I've already given you a freebie here. Ooh, I know. You can pay me for another chance to escape with one ripped shirt. Get up. Go. Run. And again, it ends with me pinning you down on the ground. Only this time, my view is much nicer. Do you think you can stop struggling for a minute? I want to touch your chest. You feisty little bitch. You've never done this before, have you? You obviously have no experience with people like me. Otherwise, you'd know that I don't need hands. To feel your chest. Trace along your collarbone and down to your nipples. A lot of times guys get really weird when I try and lick their nipples, but it feels really good, doesn't it? What a funny taste. The flavor of fabric mixed in with your skin. Your salt, sweat, all in the little curls of hair on your chest. Your fear. Are you taking me seriously now? I'm going to let you go again in a second, but I want you to try a little harder to get away this time. I'll take my payment from you afterwards, okay? You can think of it as a loan. You can run. You can fight me. Try to kill me. Do whatever it takes so I can rape you.
That's more like it.
Okay. from behind. Time to pay that loan with interest. Ah! Fuck! Elbows? Are you serious? Oh, you learn fast. Here, let me give you some advice. When I'm behind you like this, you can sort of try and kick my shins or stomp on my feet. There, that's it. Fight me. Fight me. Fight me like a good, clean boy who doesn't want to get raped. Fight me so I can rip your pants. Right. Off of you. Look, that was pretty good. You have so much potential. You learn so fast, but you've really got to get in the spirit of this. If you don't start hitting me and screaming and kicking at me from the ground, do you know what that says to me? That says to me that you want to be raped by a stranger who barged into your home. Oh, there we go. Okay, look. No more advice from me anymore, okay? I want you to start coming up with this shit on your own. Right. Now, if you give up, see, we both lose. You still get raped. And I have a bad time. And you have to deal with the fact that you let a girl rape you. But if you struggle to the end, tooth and nail, then I get what I want, and you, well, you were smart enough to pull this knife on me. Good thinking. You know, that makes my life a little bit more fun. Well, now I get to slice through one side of your boxers. Slice through the other side. And now, at last, the main event. Look, can I just level with you here for a second? Do you trust me? I think I've been pretty honest with you so far.
Being on top of you like this, I haven't felt this good in a long time. I can't remember the last time I was this wet. Feel that. Can you feel how hot and wet I am for you right now? When I saw you outside, before I came in here, you completely captivated me. I saw your face and you were just, you were just the most beautiful human being I'd ever seen in my life. I had to have you. I had to make you mine. I haven't raped anyone in a long time. It feels like, oh god, I think the last time was March sometime, St. Patrick's Day. Maybe it was New Year's. I don't know, there have been a couple of kind of gray area situations since then, but
I think the last time it was this black and white was New Year's. That's like, God, that's like 5 months. But seeing you and hearing your voice, it's just, you're really special. Look, I feel like lately my life has been drab. I normally hate talking about this, but look, I deal with depression. There's nothing really wrong with my life. My day-to-day life is, it's pretty good. I don't really have anything to complain about. But everything's just been bleak, drab. Like, I don't know what the point is anymore of anything. Waking up in the morning, it gets more meaningless every day. But this thing that we have here together, I feel like it has some real meaning to it. Everything I see you do with such purpose. I look at you and I think about you and it hurts and it feels good being shown something so transparent, so simple. It's like the feeling of peeling a scab to reveal the new skin underneath. Being with you, it just burns away the rot, the death in my life. So, I just wanted to take this moment to thank you. Not for doing anything specific, just for being the person you are. I feel like getting to meet you is like, there was a missing part of me that's restored, rekindled. So thank you. Thank you for making me feel alive, for making me feel like I was affecting people, like I made some sort of difference, for making me feel like I was noticed. No. No. No, 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 no! What the fuck are you doing? Why did you let me kiss you? Did you forget what we're doing here? Did you forget that I'm going to rape you? I'm going to fuck you. I'll make you scream and cry and oh God, I don't know. Being around you, it just throws me off. I don't really know what I'm doing. Oh God, I'm sorry. Oh fuck, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for this to happen, any of it. Oh God, I lost control of my life somewhere along the line. I don't know how this happened. I think you should go. I'm gonna leave. I look at you and I think I learned something about what it really means to love. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I've been doing this for a while, and I just cannot resist fucking with you like this. Just like I can't resist fucking you. Look, I don't mean to make you lose your faith in humanity. The trick is just to believe the right things. Nobody wants your sympathy. Nobody wants your care. Nobody wants to love you. You're only worth as much as the cock that's in my hand right now. And believe me, in that respect, you are worth every second I poured into stalking you down, waiting, watching from afar, dreaming about what it would be like to hold you in my hand while you squirm underneath me. Now, how do you want to do this? I've got you here pinned down. I don't know if you noticed when we were fighting, but I did bring a toy with me. So the question you have to ask yourself is, what's worse? For me to fuck you in the ass with this? Or for you to let me ride you? Look at me asking for your opinion. How fucking stupid is that? I don't give a damn what you want. So I'm going to fuck you in the ass. Because that's more entertaining for me. So you are going to stay there and fight me and try and make me stop. Oh, it is fun to watch you struggle and moan in pain while I shove this toy into your little ass. You haven't done this very much, have you? I could listen to this for hours. Oh, where did that fire of resistance from before go? Oh, you want me to stop, don't you? You don't really want a stranger to fuck you in the ass. Here, let me give you a little incentive. If I just put this knife here, next to your hand, and bend your wrists down, so it's just out of reach. Now the tool you need to stop me it's within your reach. If you can just flip yourself over and overpower me. That longing in your eyes. Oh, that's a beautiful look for you. I want to see it from up close and personal while I fuck your tight little ass. No, I'm not stupid enough to put my tongue anywhere near your teeth, but your neck and your cheeks are a whole separate story. The salt in your tears. Raw taste. Oh, this is heaven. Oh, the little whimpers you make while I fuck you. You know, you're the first person in a while that I've done this to. On one hand, oh, I really do find you exceedingly handsome, laid out like this. I've never really hungered to take a man like I've hungered to take you. On the other hand, I have a whole lot of orgasms saved up, so to speak. And I want nothing more than to come on top of you, on your cock. But I also, I want to keep fucking you like this. Help me help you, okay? I'll stop fucking your ass. But now, you have to make me come on top of you. And I'm not gonna do that unless you do two things for me, okay? First, you have to keep struggling. You can kick me, try to hit me, try and move out from underneath me, do whatever it takes for you to try and get free. While you're doing that, you have to beg for me to come. If you don't do this, I'll fuck you into a coma, and it'll keep fucking your lifeless body. And if you wake up and you're still uncooperative, well, this knife is still conveniently next to us. So what are you waiting for? Struggle. Struggle. Struggle and beg for me to come. Oh God, I love feeling your wrists tremble in my hands. And every time you squirm, it just pushes your cock deeper inside me. I don't believe you. Beg harder. Beg me. Beg me to come on your cock. Beg me. Beg me like your life depends on it. Because it does. Fuck. You're so hard and hot and... Fuck. I can feel it coming. I'm getting so close. I'm gonna come. Here's the thing, my precious, precious love. I didn't say how many times I was going to come before I stopped. Oh, fuck, I want you so badly, and you're still hard. I'm going to come again on top of you. And you are going to completely empty yourself into me. And you're the only one who can stop me. So, stop me. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh. As hard as I can. And hold your arms down. Yes. It's like grinding over you. Oh, it feels so fucking good. It makes me shudder on top of you. You're thrusting into the deepest corners of my body. Violating everything you thought was yours. Come on. Come on, you can do better than this. You can stop me from coming. You can stop yourself from coming. You can stop yourself from burning inside of me until your legs are so drenched in your own cum that I will leave you with your heart and your cock empty while I'm full of your cum, twitching and sticky and soaked and fucking broken. And just the image of it drives me insane. Oh, close call with that knife. You almost got me. You're so close. So fucking close. Oh god, I'm so close to coming on you again. How does it feel to know that you are just seconds away from stop? Away from stopping this. From not coming inside your rapist. You know, you really did rekindle something inside of me. I've been feeling so uninspired lately. But coming in here and taking you like that, it was like coming out of a slump to create a beautiful piece of artwork. I want to see more now. More of what I saw from you. But I want to see it from more people, too. So, thank you. Sincerely. I think I should head out now. Things to see, people to do. And it's all thanks to you.